Thank you, Father, for these things. And thank you that we have, again, another day to be together and joy and rejoice in your goodness and your grace and in this wonderful family that you have called us to. Thank you, Father, for most of all, our relationship that we can have with you because of what your Son, Jesus Christ, did for us all. Thank you, Father, that you continue to make yourself known to each of us and open the eyes of our understanding as to who you have made us and what you have called us to. So thank you for these things, and thank you for a great time together as we are encouraged once again and strengthened and inspired. Thanks, Father, for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody else like to pray?
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for just your love, Father, and for how you're concerned and that you care for every aspect of our lives, great or small. They're really only great or small in our eyes. In your eyes, they're just things that you want to do for us and bless us with and lift us up and comfort us with. And so, God, I thank you for the wonderful privilege it is to get to know you, to have a relationship with you, to walk in love, to have joy in our hearts. What a great life you've given us, Father. And I'm just very, very thankful that you have set things up the way that you have, and that it's not complicated and it's not hard, and that if we need answers, that we just, all we need to do is just ask. And you give to your people liberally, and you don't upbraid us or criticize us for not knowing or not walking perfectly, but you're there, Father, every step of the way. So I'm just so thankful, Father, and I lift these wonderful people to you. Thank you for how each one of us and each one of your believers across the world is very special and important to the body of Christ. We all have a ministry. We all have something that we have to give and to receive in this body of Christ that you've so magnificently set up. So I lift each believer to you throughout the world. I lift the believers in India to you, Father, and I thank you for protecting them from this COVID that's wreaking havoc in that country in particular right now. And I just lift each believer to you and each person, Father, that this plague is eradicated quickly and permanently as it is throughout the world. But I do thank you most especially for the household of faith over there that, and I have full confidence, Father, that you protect them, you lift them up, you heal them, and you just take care of them just as you do us. And so they were on my heart, Father, and I just thank you, God, for blessing them and for blessing all your people throughout the world in the name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Father, thank you too for your love and the concern that you have for us in our lives to be blessed in this life and walking with all your wonderful your blessings, and that we can exalt you as we receive your help and that, you know, your name is advertised through us, your greatness and your great gifts. So thank you so much for everything that you do for us. Thank you for teaching us your word and helping us to continue to grow each and every day, that, those scriptures become the rivers that flow together in our minds, and that we understand things, and each day we grow stronger and stronger in your word and the benefits of that word. So thankful for that you know, you're more than willing to continue to take care of us and to teach us. And thank you so much for just having redeemed us, for your plan of redemption that you brought in Jesus Christ, for living his life perfectly according to your will, to the point that he even suffered and died for us on the cross. But so we're so thankful for that. Thank you for having given us already eternal life, and for having given us of your Holy Spirit so that we could have just power and authority in this world as your sons and daughters, that we can stand up for you, and we can, you know, and in essence, we're standing against the world because they choose not to, you know, believe or further the things of you. But so thank you so much for just taking care of us as we stand on your word, knowing that your word never falters. Thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wonderful. Well, here we are again. Happy Mother's Day to all you mamas.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yep.
Yes, great day to celebrate our wonderful moms. So we do that. What's been going on? Anyone have a testimony, something they'd like to share on their hearts? What's God been doing out there?
I've got one.
All right, Cheryl.
Thank you. Yesterday, Saturday, I was so blessed. My best friend from high school called and had some questions about God and things going on today. So we spent 2 hours on the phone. I got so blessed after helping her. I got my Bible out and I read, I watched some specific videos on the Word, and about the Word. I spent the whole day in the Word. And one of the specific things I came away with in my time with God was, to me, it was an aha moment, even though we all know this. Israel was the only people, they were the only people who worshiped one God. Every single other group, tribe or whatever, they all worshiped many gods. And that must be why when the Jews found Jesus, there was like no question as to who he was, because they knew that God was God and there was only one God, there weren't three. And I don't know, it just was a big aha moment to me, because I thought about Moses' mom, and I think it was his sister, I don't know, was it Miriam, who worked for the Pharaoh's daughter or sister or something. They went down to the river. Maybe she wanted to worship an alligator god or something. And God had all the details worked out, and where Moses was put in the basket, and because Miriam knew they were going there, and how God set it up for them to be able to save Moses from being killed. And I thought, and he was so great that even afterwards, she wanted a wet nurse. And so Moses got to go back to his mother, and she took care of him, I think, for a very long time. So he learned a lot about one God then. And so, I don't know, I just think that It's not boasting to say that we are part of the remnant of God, because in the world, people believe in so many gods, not just one. I don't know. It just really was a big aha moment for me. So thank you.
Yeah. Yes, God made himself known. And Israel was responsible to represent him to the world at large at that point. That was, and they knew one God, not many, just one. So.
Never crossed their mind.
No, never crossed their mind. So. Well, what else? Anyone else have something?
Ashley's on there.
Yeah, Ashley and Anthony, hey, Ashley. I guess, are there.
Good morning, guys. Happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Is Anthony with you?
He's sleeping.
Jackson's with me.
Aw, Jackson.
Jackson, go wake him up.
Wake up, Daddy.
All right. Well, who else got something?
I got something.
Andrew. All right, brother, go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't know. This has kind of been a weird week for me. First of all, I haven't been working, so I go back to work tomorrow. That usually kind of, you know, that throws me off when I don't work. But I don't know. I just been kind of been a little sad, and just kind of going on today, or the week has been a little. My thoughts have been kind of jumbled, and I got kind of confronted with a couple things this week. One of my cousins called me and asked me, I think it was on Wednesday, if I wanted to go have a beer with him, hang out and everything. And I had stopped hanging out with him for a reason. And I went up and asked God, and I said, God, should I go do this? And he was like, yeah, yeah. I said, well, I kind of don't want to. And he said, no, go do it. So anyways, we agreed on a place and agreed on a time or whatever. And he wants to go out at 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I am 31 years old. I am not going out at 9 o'clock at night. He was like, go out at 9 o'clock at night, get in at 2 in the morning. I don't do that anymore. So anyways, we meet at 5, play a couple rounds of pool. Then we go outside to have a cigarette, and I say, you know, we start talking, like, how you been and everything. And he goes on and on and on and on and on about how he believes in astrology now, and how he believes in this, how he believes in that, and he doesn't believe in God. And at one point, he did speak in tongues. He did speak in tongues, and he did believe. So he keeps talking and talking and talking. I'm like, come on, God, why'd you have me do this? I said, this is the exact reason I stopped hanging out with this guy. But, so anyways, then he goes on until how people are just kind of saying bad stuff about him and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, let me just stop you right there. Because whatever, whatever, but what does God say about you? I said, God says that you are the most holy of heaven. He says that you are his best. I don't care if you believe it or not anymore. I know that you spoke in tongues at one point in time. So you are sanctified. You are seated in the heavens, regardless of what you believe now. Then he went on, and I say, you know, and quite frankly, how dare you say that there is no God? And he said, well, you know, you can't see him with your 5 senses, or you can't hear him. I'm like, you know, And God explained it to me a long time ago when I was feeling a certain way. It's like, this, think about this. There's a giant ball of gas that is so many miles from the earth that, like clockwards, gives us heat, gives us warmth, provides nourishment for plant life, that spins around, or we spin around, and every day at the same time, sun comes up. There's grass. You ever look at a human nervous system? How is a baby made? Out of just two cells. And you have the nerve to say you can't see God. We can see his footprints. So what is wrong with you, man? So you're just not looking. So anyways, once before then, you know, I was talking to him. I was really working with this guy, and then he went off way off into left field. But I left him that afternoon, or it was about 7 o'clock, and I was driving home, and I was talking to God, and I said, you know, I feel like that was very unproductive. I don't understand why you want me to do that. And he told me that it's not up to you to understand. It's not up to you to understand at this moment. And plus, you needed that just as much as he did. You needed that reminder just as much as he did. So, no, I thought that was very cool. And I don't know. I just, you know, just we need those reminders in our life. And, you know, we remember stuff and we forget it. Like, I had forgotten I had let him into speaking in tongues at once. I had just completely forgotten that. And it's just like, why? Why have I forgotten that? Why have I forgotten to pray for him? So I had to ask God, I said, God, you know, forgive me for that. Really, forgive me for forgetting, because that's a huge deal. That's a big deal. Even if he doesn't believe it now, he stood and he believed and he is sanctified. He is the most holy of heaven. And so are you guys. I mean, we're all saints. We should walk around this world like nothing can touch us at any time. Anytime. So love you guys. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. That's awesome. Great.
I have something too, I guess.
All right, Tim.
I was going to shut up. No one's going to say anything today, but I can't not do.
See, God is working in you, bro.
Yeah, you know, I guess. a friend of mine posted a thing on my Facebook, said that, you know, God was just made up by man, you know. And he says things a lot of times that, you know, are controversial. And I said, no, God didn't make up man. God, man made up, or man didn't make up God. Man made religion, not God. And, you know, and then he wrote back, well, I guess we just agreed to disagree. And I left it at that, you know, but I couldn't let that one statement go. So the next day, yesterday, I just opened up my Bible and started reading Psalms 18. And, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. This is not anything related to what I was just talking about there. I just wanted to share that. But, Psalm 18 really blessed me. Because it talked about princes and it talked about powers and it talked about, how would you say, governments and things like that, that, you know, they will always try to get us to fear, but who are they, you know, because we trust in God. And those two verses that were in there that I couldn't even tell you where they were until I read them in there. One was, God is our strength. You know, what can man do unto us? And the other one was that God is our strength and he is our song, you know, and with me, that really resonates with me because I have to live my life every day with a song in my heart. If I don't live with a song in my heart, there's a part of me that's not right. You know, I have to think about things through music and a lot of times and, you know, and I think a lot of times, you know, like, why, you know, I mean, I'm 63 years old. I've been playing music. I haven't done anything in my life as far as, you know, anything, great in music, but I still can't put it down. And, you know, and, the reason why is because I have something to say through that. And God wants me to say it through, you know, what his heart is through that, you know, and, I wish Dewan was still here because he was going to play a tune for us, but I know he feels the same way. You know, we all have a song in our heart to be able to share with other people. And if we don't share that song in our heart, I don't know how this, you know, it's, for no better reason is we just don't feel right because we know that that's what we need to do. So, and I think about the word, sharing the word. I shared that with Bruce last night when he was over playing music and, you know, Bruce was like, oh, I got to read that. I got to read that psalm again. And, so he went home and just before he left, he goes, what was that psalm again? I said, 118. He says, I'm going to read it when I get home. And I was just blessed to hear that. So, you know, that's all I wanted to share.
That's great, Tim. You know, we really do, the way God works in us is we really do have something that's in our heart that needs to come out at times. And whether it's like what it says in Corinthians, you know, whether it be a psalm, which is a song of praise, or a doctrine, you know, or speaking in tongues with interpretation, something. You know, I mean, it's all about, you know, how God is working in you, because God does work in each believer, in everyone, even the ones that turn away from him and seem to deny him, like Andrew, like you were saying. You know, God does not stop working in that individual. It says he's working in him. You know, his promise is that he will continue to work, because it's a present tense reality. It's that, you know, working. It's that, you know, present tense participle, right? It's always happening because God does not take his eyes off of any one of his children. At any moment of any day, he is always constantly focused on his people. He knows those that are his, right? It says in the scripture, in the word. And that's why, you know, we realize that even, you know, people go through things, they go through challenges, they get caught up in the things of the adversary, which endeavor to blind the minds of them so that they believe not. But even still, if they are born again, God is working in them. And there's something that God's working in every situation, wherever we are, there's something that God is working in us to give. Because that's the nature of God, is to give of that which you have residing within you to that who you are with. And no matter what it appears to be like, or you know, what it looks like, it's still God working in you. And there is going to be a benefit. If you're inspired to do it, then you do it. You know, you walk with God. That's walking with God. You follow his lead. You allow him to direct your steps. And it doesn't always look like what it looked like perhaps in the life of an evangelist in the book of Acts, right? Philip may not look like that. You may not be running to the side of some eunuch, you know, scrambling and you know, struggling to understand what he's reading. It may not look like that, It may look like something totally different. So you just continue to walk with God and trust that God is working in you, to willing to do of his good pleasure. And you will see great benefit, not only in your own life, like Andrew was sharing, it's in your own life too. You need these things. You need to see the way God works in you to remind you. And whether it falls on deaf ears or it falls on ears that hear, we still joy and rejoice in the reality that God's working in us. Right? Because that's our life right now. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And he works in us. So Donnie, thanks for sharing those things, Tim.
Donnie?
Yes.
I had something to share. We kind of talked about this last week, and I thought I would go ahead and share a couple incidences.
Yeah.
One was a really long time ago, but I think it's always good to remember how God has worked in our lives and continue to remember things. And this was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And we were at a fellowship you had up at a cabin. It was a big group, 30, 40 people probably were there. And it was like a weekend in the Word. And I had a real need when I went to that fellowship that was a physical need. I had been diagnosed the week before with, I woke up one morning and all of a sudden the vision in my left eye was clouded over. It was like there was black lace all over my eye. And of course I went to the ER and they said, we don't know what it is. And then they sent me to an ophthalmologist and he looked at it and he said, well, it's something in your eye has broken loose and you probably have to live with it the rest of your life. And it's just going to be like that, looking through this black lace in my eye. So at the fellowship, I went and you ministered to me one evening when people were just quiet and having time around enjoying fellowship with one another. And I was so moved and grateful because God healed me miraculously. As soon as you finished ministering to me, the black veil in my eye was gone and I could see perfectly out of that eye. And, you know, sometimes we forget how God has really, really blessed us. And that was one of those incidences in my life. And, you know, healing comes in many ways. It doesn't always have to be miraculous, but sometimes it is. And it's just a real blessing when it comes. The other thing I wanted to share with you was only happened a few weeks ago. And, you know, we all, it's a difficult time and sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. And I had a particularly bad, hard day and I'd gone to bed kind of tired and weary. And I was talking to God and I said, I don't know. I just feel like I've failed in my life. You know, haven't done what I wanted, haven't accomplished. Am I not doing, standing on the Word like I'd like to, you know, we've been very disrupted during this last year. That's great. We've had these fellowships. And when I've ministered to people in the past, God has shown me things in my healings with them that come in pictures to me. So like if it's a problem with blood, I see blood cells and different things like that. And I think that's part of my medical background. But I was laying in bed thinking about, you know, I'm just a worthless being, you know. And
I was asleep at the time.
Yeah, he was sleeping. Anyway, so all of a sudden I had this picture in my mind. And it was me, but it was just a shadow of my body. And down my backbone, the very center of me was this, it looked like, think of a sparkler, just this bright light flashing. And God says, I don't look at you, your flesh. I look at your spirit within. And that's what he was showing me. I have that spirit within. That's what's burning and flaming and energy in my life. So those are just a couple of things that God has worked with me now and late and before.
Aaron, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. God does great things for us, you know. I mean, He's always there. He's always there. Whether we're feeling glorious or we're feeling like, you know, the off scouring of the earth, right? He's always there encouraging and lifting us up when our heart is turned to Him. You know, if we walk away, He's still trying. He's still tapping us on the shoulder as we're walking away going, hey, 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 where are you going? Hey. But, you know, it's when we turn around, and just, you know, face Him with our whole heart and open our heart to Him that He does for us individually exactly what we need. He shows us exactly how much He cares about us and how much He thinks about us, you know, because of what we have in His grace. You know, no man could ever have done these things for himself. You know, we know that, and we need to continue to remember that we have these things because of His grace. You know, this is something that we didn't earn. This is something that He decided would be the best for us. And He, being who He is, God, all, you know, a loving God, one who really sees, you know, the value of what He has made us. And, you know, we have it because He desired to give it to us. We just simply chose to believe it. You know, we just simply chose to believe it. That's what, you know, the book of Romans begins with, that great revelation, you know, of how screwed up the world is, mm-hmm. right? I mean, initially it's like, you know, I'm coming to you in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm an apostle, right? Paul says, and he lays it out. He said, I'm all about the guy that God marked out to be His son by raising Him from the dead. I'm going to be all about Him. And I know you want to be all about Him. So when we get together, there's going to be some great things happen because of our mutual faith. And then he goes and says, you know what? The world is a crappy place. And he explains it so simply and so wonderfully. And he goes into great detail of how screwed up the world is, right? But they're without excuse to be this way, because everything that God is, he has made himself known in everything that he's done. You look out there in the world and like Andrew was sharing, and that's what Romans 1 begins with. There's everything out there to show you that there is a God. And only the people that decide to go, nope, don't want to see it. Nope, not going to see it. Sorry, I can't see what you see. Well, what are you talking about? There's no God. I can't see him. But yes, you can. And he explains that, and then he comes to the great revelation of, you know what? You can do it. You can see God. You can receive all that he has for you if you just do one simple thing, which is believe. Because that's all that God has designed for this thing to be, is he has brought you from faith to faith. Everything that you see and you can believe is to bring you to a place that you continue to believe him. You continue to believe him, because as we continue to believe him, we continue to see his mighty hand of power working in our lives to provide for us when it doesn't seem like there's going to be any provision. That's the power of God. He wants us to believe it so that we can continue to benefit from his love and his grace. Right? And to see how simple it is to walk with God is really God's heart. God just wants us to understand how simple it is. It's a simple thing. We just turn our hearts to him and we open our eyes and we say, hey, God, here I am. I'd really like to understand a little bit more. And he opens the eyes of your understanding. He has done that continually for each of us when we've reached out to him. Hasn't he? Mm-hmm. Over the years? You cannot deny how God has worked in you, but you have to stop and remember. It's like when he worked with Israel, when Israel was all he had to represent him out there, right? And he chose them because one guy decided to say, sure, I believe what you're saying, right? Abraham. And it all stemmed from that simple response. And so God chose this nation of Israel to represent him and make him known to an unbelieving world, to a world who had walked away from the realities that God had placed and created, you know, to show himself. And while he was working with them, he continued to encourage them to remember the things that he'd done for them. When they were walking up in, you know, against a brick wall sometimes, and they had challenges. Of course they did. We read about them in the scripture, right? But he continually encouraged them to remember, look, remember who I am, first off, and remember the things that I have done for you. Just remember these great things. And that will give you the courage and the confidence to move forward and overcome this particular challenge that you're faced with. And keep me as who I need to be in your hearts, God. Don't let anything take my place in your heart. Don't let anything be your God other than me, because I'm the only God there is. I'm the creator. I'm the only true God. Everything else is a counterfeit. Everything else is false. Everything else is a lie, but I am true. This is how God continued to work with his people. And he does the same thing for us, his kids, his sons. When we turn our heart to him, he does that for us. He encourages us. He reminds us subtly, hey, remember when I did this for you? Remember when you had this problem? And after a minute, I healed it. Maybe after hours, days, weeks, maybe years crying out to me, finally I got you there to that place of confidence in me, and you were healed. You know, you think about that. You think about Abraham. It took him 40 years, right? 40 years or so. How long did it take Abraham to get to the place where he actually really believed God and he had that child with Sarah?
After
he was told.
4 years.
It was a long time. It was a long time.
It's okay.
I'd have to look that one up.
Years.
Yeah, I think it was 25 years.
25.
But
it was years.
I can document it. Genesis.
I know we can find out what it is. But it was years. And what was God doing, though, with Abraham all those years? Well, he started by saying, I'm going to call you by a new name. And every time I speak with you, every time I deal with you, anytime anybody else speaks with you or has anything to do with you, they're going to remind you of my promise. 24 years.
I write these things in my Bible.
So why did it take so long? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And the reality of it, when you know a little bit about the word, is it wasn't about God waiting. You know, I don't want to do it yet. No, it was about him waiting on Abraham to believe it fully, wholly. He initially started out saying, yes, I believe you. And so he accounted that to him for righteousness.
Yeah.
And this again is Romans, right? The explanation of it all. But for those years, God was continuing to encourage him. And he began right off the bat, change your name. You're now the father of many nations. You're not just a respected father of what you have. You're going to be a father of many nations. Mm. Wow. Okay. Hey, Abraham. Every time he spoke to him, Abraham, oh, yes, you promised. Oh, yes. See, and that's how he works in us. That's why he continues to work in us, to will and to do of his good pleasure. Because he desires for us to believe. And when he's working in us, he's working that in us so that we can have confidence in him to believe, because he knows and we know too that all things are possible to him who believes. All things. You can have anything you desire. You can do anything you desire. You can achieve anything you desire as long as it is with the right motive and it's with the intent to give God the glory. God will bring you there if you just simply believe. Right? It's with faith, by faith, right? We can move the mountain by faith, not by shovels and picks, but by faith.
Right? I'll have that. A new vision this 4th of July every time I see a sparkler.
There you will. That's right. So,
is this your teaching?
I don't know what it
is. It's good.
I don't know what it
is. We like it.
Well, you.
Sparkler.
So remember the things that God has done. That's, I guess, the core point there. Remember the things that God has done. That gives us great encouragement for what we're faced with today. Because we know that he will cause us to be more than conquerors through him who loved us. So
I love that word working in you is energeo. It's energy.
Yes.
Energy, yeah.
Working in you. That's right.
It is energy.
I have something.
Okay.
It's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
Honey, I want to say something.
Every Sunday.
Well, happy Mother's Day to everyone. I'm especially happy to have Vanessa and George here and Justin, of course, and Ashley. I don't know if Anthony has joined you yet, but I just want to look at a couple of things. You know, you can turn to Psalm 1. I was thinking about Charlie and Karen over the years, and I'll tell a few little stories about them. I have known them longer than I've known my own husband. So that's really a long time because Donnie and I have been married almost 41 years. And Charlie and Karen were in the fellowship that I was a part of in Minnesota many years ago. And actually, I was roommates with Karen's roommate. Anyway, just all through the years, somehow or other, we've always ended up, now Donnie and I, of course, with Charlie and Karen. We were, there was a time when we lived in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, there's just been times over the years that, we've always seemed to connect with Charlie and Karen. And, I was just remembering all these times of ministering healing. That happened and how they were healed miraculously, both of them. I had forgotten about one for Charlie and my daughter reminded me of it the other day. And knowing Karen's medical background and so forth. Anyway, these are just great memories, you know, to think about, giving God the glory for the things that he has done and not to forget them, you know, forget not all his benefits, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can't possibly remember them all, but we just have to not forget them, to think about what he's done in us and what he's made us to be. And I was thinking two things I wanted to share today. In Psalm 1, and this kind of goes along with what Andrew had shared. I loved what you shared, Andrew, about have you ever seen the nervous system or, you know, all the things that God has done, all the glory of the universe, he's caused the seasons. He's caused, trees and flowers and everything out there to grow and reproduce. And he has done all these amazing things. And like in Romans 1, you know, how could we not know there's a God by seeing all the things that God has created and done and made? And he's done this for our pleasure and for our joy to, I mean, isn't it awesome when you just go out? I like to go be quiet by a lake or walking, you know, the dog with, you know, where the trees are and where I can just look and think and pray and speak in tongues. And so in Psalm 1, it says in verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. It's interesting that in Hebrew, the word ungodly is trouble. You know, we, like Andrew had shared also, like, yeah, I don't really do that anymore. I'm 31 years old now, and I don't stay out till 2 in the morning. I've kind of assumed being an adult now. And yet, you know, it made me think of that, walking in the way of trouble, sitting in the seat of the scornful, being around, you know, that negativity that's out there. Basically, it says we're blessed that we don't walk in that. But verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, or the precepts of God. You know, our delight is in what God either shows us in real time in the moment, or he shows us from the scriptures, or we hear about someone else's testimony of healing and deliverance. That was so great, Karen. I just, that one I'd forgotten about Donnie ministering to you with, and the thing going off of your eye miraculously. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, the precepts mm-hmm. of the Lord, the things that God does for us, and in his law or in his precepts, principles, and so forth, doth he meditate day and night. We think about these things day and night, and we can't help but prosper and be blessed. And our delight is God's delight, and we delight him, and he delights us. And we may not know the whole Bible. We may not know all the things of history that God has done, and yet our delight is in the law of the Lord. And then it says, here's the result that'll happen in verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And think about that. You know, a tree planted by the rivers of water is one that would always flourish, right? That bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither. It's not going to die. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, when we have God and his heart and for us and his truth and reality as our delight, then everything that we do prospers, right? Just like, you know, it's like a simile. It's like, okay, it's just as if we were planted by a river of living waters, right? And our leaf's not going to die and wither, and we're going to prosper in all that we do. When we have this mindset, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was saying to me, you know, when you think about the laws of the universe, and God created all of it, and right down to the finite little details, you know, of all kinetic energy and photosynthesis and all, and we were going on thinking about all these types of things, and how can't he do something for you if you ask him, if he is in fact the creator of the heavens and the earth? So everything that we do will prosper. And then one other thing I wanted to share in Luke chapter 1, since it is Mother's Day, and this is about a really awesome mother, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, in Luke chapter 1. We won't read the whole thing, but in essence what happened in Luke chapter 1 was Gabriel had come to Mary, and he spoke to her, and he told her, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, future to be, that she was going to have the Lord Jesus Christ. And she's like, how can this happen? You know, she's probably young there, 14, 15, 16 years old in their culture. And she said, how's this going to happen since I haven't been with a man? And so anyway, the angel proceeds to tell her how this is going to happen. And in verse 35, he proceeds to tell her, behold, your cousin Elizabeth, verse 36, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, you know, which was miraculous. Remember, her cousin Elizabeth, and she had John the Baptist. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. She was never supposed to have had children, and Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, who was the forerunner, the one who cried in the wilderness for the Lord Jesus Christ to prepare the way for him. And verse 37, and this was the main verse I wanted to really get to. It says, for with God, what?
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible. You know, the laws of the universe line up for all of us when we are tapped into this place in our head and hearts where we believe God, that nothing shall be impossible. Or another way to put it is no word from God spoken to you, given to you in real time. God shows you something, or in the scriptures, you believe it. No word from God is void of power. It is not going to not happen. You know, his word given you will always come to pass. And then Mary's response to this was, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. I accept it. I get it. I believe it. And so as far as great women, you know, she was a great young woman. She had the same makeup as any other woman. But when she heard the word of God, she believed it, because she understood that no word from God was void of power, and she accepted it. And thus entered in, you know, ultimately the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our Savior, and who has given his life for us, that we can all be seated in the heavenlies with him and because of him and with God. At the right hand of God, the Father, sits the Lord Jesus Christ, and spiritually speaking, and in, according to the laws in the universe, so do we. And if you can wrap your head around that, you know, it's not about sitting on a church pew. It's about you're seated in the heavenlies. You are someone with great power, great authority, and to walk in love, to walk in light, and to walk in wisdom circumspectly is what God has called us to do in this administration. We don't always hit it, you know, but we have the capability of doing that, because like Donnie said, it's a present tense reality. It is always there available and for us and with us, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking about Mary and what a great woman and mother she was. And, you know, and I also see about Abraham when Donnie was talking about him and he's the father of us all, the father of faith. Basically, he's called that in the Word of God. And in Romans 4:17, it says that, you know, God calls those things that be not as though they were. He literally spoke it into being. God spoke these things into being regarding Abraham's life, because his wife Sarah was too old to have a baby. Is the context there. And I was thinking too, when y'all were talking about that, how, in Genesis, just read through it sometime. God did all this amazing stuff. He showed Abraham to look up, and he told him his progeny would be as the stars of the sky, innumerable. And then later on, you know, down the road, within that 24, 25 years, he said to him at another point, your progeny is going to be just like the sands of the sea, innumerable. And at some point, Abraham believed it, and it happened, you know, and he's the father of Saul when it comes to faith and believing, because he, you know, he as the father of us all, was there before, you know, even Moses and the law and all that other stuff entered in. Mm-hmm. So it all ties together beautifully. But I think about that every time I look at the stars or every time I'm at the beach. Michael had wanted me to share my testimony about my feet being healed. And I think I'll save that one. You know, the detail.
It's a long one.
It can be very short, but it has to do with the beach. I was at the beach and my feet got healed at the beach because there was just something about the sand, mm-hmm. the sea, and just the peacefulness. Okay. And, mm-hmm. and it was an instant healing.
Wow.
And Kathy remembers that one. Kathy Jones, Kathy Scala. She and I were together, but she wasn't with me right at that moment. But, gosh, that was what, 15 years ago or something?
Years away, yeah.
Yeah. I had really, really bad plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis, yeah.
How you say that? And, anyways.
I couldn't say it either after I was about
100. I'll tell you the details.
Well, the reason
later,
I brought
Michael.
That up to Michael is because Michael was having the same challenge.
Souls and
yeah.
He told me.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I spent big money getting those fancy shoes too.
Okay.
And you know that's a great verse there in Luke, you know, where it says, you know, with God nothing shall be impossible. Because that's the key issue for all of us in our hearts is when we recognize that. And that word nothing is the Greek
covers
ouk pas rhema.
Covers everything.
It literally is not anything spoken. When God speaks, it's not impossible for him. So when God says to you, you are now born again of incorruptible seed, how can that be? Well, it's not impossible for God because he has spoken that. When he says, I have put my spirit within you, then it is a done deal. It's not impossible. It is very possible because we're dealing with a God who speaks and creates. Mm. Yeah. And his son, Jesus Christ, did the same thing.
Nothing separated us from the Lord.
Right. And they were awesome. They were awesome things that he did. They were awestruck, the people around him, because he healed people just by speaking a word. Just by his word, people were healed. Just by his word, people were raised from the dead. By his word, devil spirits fled. And this is the same reality. That's why we can be assured and confident that whatever God has spoken is possible. And it is for us to benefit from. It's for us to enjoy and to be blessed with. When he says, by his stripes you were healed, then that's what it is. And there'll be times, yes, there'll be times when you read that in the scripture, and there'll be other times when you're just by yourself and God says to you, hey, by his stripes, I've healed you. And he'll continue to bring you along to that place of real true faith.
Yeah.
And when you really believe it, it's received.
Bam.
It's received. In an instant.
Hey, Don.
So, yeah.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I have another Mother's Day verse that I found. I put it in my mom's Mother's Day card. It's in Proverbs 31:25. Of course, we know that the chapter about the virtuous woman, and it reads, well, I went to Bible Hub and looked at all the versions and then came up with this. Strength and respect are her clothing. Her position is strong and secure. She laughs without fear of the future. She is cheerful about the future, not afraid, knowing that she and her family are prepared.
What version was that? Kathy?
31:25.
And what version was it?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but you're breaking up a little bit.
I looked at several versions. Okay. I looked at several versions, and I did kind of like a
Say it again.
I said I looked at several different versions on Bible Hub and kind of did a smash up. Do I need to read it again, or is it good?
That's
so
it.
this is the Kathy Jones version.
I like that word.
This is
she mashed it up.
All right.
Which is really how we work the word.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, those are great verses. Great verses. So great. Well, is there anything else anybody has on their hearts?
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, tell your mom Happy Mother's Day too, Andrew.
Oh yeah, she's taking a nap right now, so I will tell her when she wakes up.
Good.
Are you? Vita sends her love this morning too. Her and Tony were out and about where they're building their new house. And with her kids and grandkids and stuff tooling around. So,
Good. Yeah, I was wondering where Vita was. And I did hear from, I texted Dwan, and he said he was having trouble. He only had like one bar on his thing, and he kept dropping off. So
he was going to play.
He was going to try. He was going to try and get back on, but apparently he hasn't been able to. So we'll have to catch him. Next time.
Have a happy Mother's Day.
Mariella. God bless you, Mariella.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good.
I didn't see you on there.
I've been here for a little while, Miss Patty.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been here.
I got to go up close to read everybody's name or whatever, so. I love you, Mariella.
Love you guys. Have a nice Mother's Day and enjoy.
Thank you.
It's really good to see you all.
You as well.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we'll have some manifestations, huh?
Okay.
What do you think? Anything else?
I guess I'll mention I talked to my mom yesterday and we got talking about things, and there was one situation that we were actually driving down to Orlando, and Ann and I were in our vehicle, and they were in their vehicle behind us, and there was a accident that happened right behind me. Yeah, and we had gone by, and I could see in my mirror that some car tried to dart across all the lanes because they were on the wrong highway, wrong exit. You know, they wanted to get to go 85 instead of 75. And
cars are crashing.
Yeah, cars are crashing, smoke and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, my mom and my stepdad, they come through the very middle of it out of the smoke, you know, untouched. And, you know, they were, you know, and I said to her, I said, yeah, God definitely takes care of us. And she says, yes, you know, and recognizes. And we talked for a little bit, and she said, yeah, he's always, you know, come through for me in any time in life, you know, when things all of a sudden doesn't seem right, that, you know, he's come through and provided. And it was interesting, I guess, is that I've never really had that type of discussion with my mother. And for a while, it almost seemed like she was more on the lines of, you know, okay, there's God, but, you know, what does he actually do type of thing. So it really blessed me a lot to actually have a conversation. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, religious aspect of life and stuff like that. And for a while I've been, just saying things, and we grew up Catholic. And so there's all this, you know, Catholic, ritualistic, stuff that, misinformation. But, you know, it reminded me of what Andrew was saying, you know, sometimes you don't know why you're speaking something to somebody, but, you know, we plant and, you know, we water, but God gives increase. So your years down the road, you know, it may be something you all of a sudden, you know, you may or may not even realize it, that something has sparked something in somebody else. But with my mom, I, you know, I don't know what it necessarily is, but, I know that one of my sisters, has started attending a different church. I think it's North Point. And so, you know, they definitely go to the scripture more, for instance, than we did in the Catholic Church. And they basically learn more about God. And so, another one of my sisters, my mom, you know, they tend to go to their online church every week. And so I think that, you know, that also has probably, made her realize more about what God actually does than previously, you know, what you learn in church. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just really, we talked, you know, about God for about, you know, 10 minutes on the phone. You know, so it was, just nice and refreshing, and it's pretty cool. But it's you know, it's good to know when your mom says, you know, well, you know, yes, my faith and my trust in God is definitely something that I, you know, have in my heart, you know. So that was a big just, you know, be able to have that conversation was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's great, Matt. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it means a lot when the people that we love acknowledge God, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have to impart every bit of knowledge that we have to people. But, you know, if we can be instrumental in bringing people to acknowledge God, God takes it the rest of the way, you know, because as people acknowledge him, he's able to work more in them and make himself known, which is what he likes to do, right?
Yeah.
He likes to make himself known. So yeah. It's a great thing. So, wonderful, great things. Let's have some manifestations, okay?
Did Mariella leave already?
So, it looks as though she had to go, yes. All right, so who would like to pray, and then we'll have some manifestations. Whoever would like to manifest, make sure you unmute your mic and go ahead and do that, okay? Who would like to pray?
I will.
Okay, Cheryl.
Father, I thank you for the tenderness you have in your heart for us and how we can continue daily loving other people and ourselves with a tender heart. I thank you for the fellowship. I thank you for honoring us because we choose you as our one true God. Thank you for this in your son's name. Amen.
Someone go ahead and manifest.
Kare baso katoyan tanlin jira res varoya, le calde cre katonchado so fuputashin seya, es grasco donchado so tolo toros, veranchira sera clotos, es garisan samananjo, bebetaldia se katoyotos. I am the Lord your God that heals you. I lift you up. I comfort you. I give you all good things because you belong to me and I love you. So walk with me, my children, this simple, beautiful walk that I've laid out for you to do, and know that I would never burden you with anything heavy or cumbersome or something that would be too much for you to do. Know that you can trust me and that I will walk with you. I will do great things in and for you because I am your God.
Someone else?
Sharawayate Sito Pratakamiate Sromoto Kayasa Fokromayatalos Enemiata Repistini Shalea Sho Pan Angishitana Yata Rossi Tatrotu Biandalos and Kiabo Cabratesete Shafuru Yanata Omiata Sikananducci. I have a tremendous love for you, because you are my family, you are my children. It is my desire to see you walk in this life full of abundance and blessed. Turn to me. Don't look at the world. Don't look at the elements of the world. But know that I have created all things. And it is in me that you will find your power. It is in me that you will find your wisdom and your guidance. The world does not know, and the world does not like you, because you love me. So come to me daily. Come to me only, and know that I will give you the paths of righteousness and the paths of light to walk upon.
Know, my people, that I am God. My love is in Christ in you, and sometimes that surpasses all knowledge. So look to my love to understand, but surpass knowledge. I am the God of love, creation, and power in word, in deed, and mighty in everything that I do for you. Truly, I am the Lord thy God that loves you deeply. And yeah, I don't look at your faults, nor I don't look at the troubling that you have in your life. Sometimes what I do is I look at only you and what I placed inside you, my son. So go forth and know who you are. Be blessed with yourself. Know that you're my children. Know that there's anything that you need to come to me, for I truly am the God and Father that can deliver this.
Well, Father, thank you for your great grace, and thank you for the way you continue to manifest yourself to us, the way you continue to encourage us, the way you continue to love us and show us great blessings in our lives, great abundance as we turn our hearts to you. Thank you, Father, for continuing to encourage us when we're challenged and bring us the victory as only you can in every situation, in every condition. Thank you, Father, that we are your sons and daughters. Thank you that we do have those things that you say we have. It's not impossible for you to have made us your children. It's not impossible for you to have filled us with your power. It's not impossible for you to have granted to us a hope that is a lively hope, a hope that is beyond anything we could have ever imagined. It's not impossible for you to send your son for us. It's not impossible for you to bring us to the clouds with him and forever be with him. Thank you, Father, for these things that you have done that seem to be impossible but are not, because you are a God that can do. Thanks for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Love you guys. Hey, one thing I know, Some of you probably know of Michael's website. I wanted Michael to let you know that before we sign off, his address and his website.
Thank you,
Donnie. He's put a lot of work into it. It's really
I was trying to find my book over here. It's all in the chat room. I placed the website address in the chat room. It's a radio station combination website and a flip book. And I was trying to get the cover of it. Oh, here it is. So I can show if Donnie will point it toward me.
It is.
There we go. It's Christ in a Mystery, a mystical approach to conscious enlightenment out of the scriptures. And the mystery is expanded upon. I call it the eight wonders of the mystery. I don't know if I can remember them. Grace, seed, we're a new creation. We have kingdom reign and the other things that I include in the book, plus a lot of Christ consciousness versus sin consciousness. A lot of us battle that. Sin consciousness is just not God's word in our head. I mean, guilt is sin consciousness, condemnation. When there's out condemnation, we have confidence. So anyway, that's where my book is. My radio station is deals toward a listening, sort of an ethereal approach to draw people in, hopefully of all ages, so they can come and read the book. The attention span of most people is a few seconds, few minutes. So I'll also be doing videos that will take not much longer than that. But in the meantime, feel free to visit. Leave me an email on there or your opinion. And today at 4:30, I will be broadcasting live a Mother's Day ball. Starting off with the Beatles. Your mother should know. Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. All right, Michael. That's great. Yeah, Michael has done a lot of work on that. You'll see if you go visit it. It's great. So, and like he said, you know, it's different. It's a different approach, but hopefully it will reach people who are attracted. Oh yeah, it's very scriptural. No way.
A little woo-woo, but
mostly. Well, yeah, but mostly. But you know, you're from California, so yeah. Come on.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, there you go. It is wonderful.
I just learned that Michael has a degree in theology, which I did not know about. And I knew he had done films and has worked with Hollywood kind of things and written books and done all this stuff.
There's a lot more to Michael than those cool glasses he wears.
Yes. He wears them to amuse us. I know he does. But he has... I just want to say this as a wrap up on it. He has the same background of knowledge and information that we all do from Powerful Abundant Living and so forth, but he has, he's reaching out to appeal to a broader
New Age Eastern people
right.
Christians tend to condemn them without even approaching them. So Paul says, I am all things to all men. How are you going to approach these people who are loving, compassionate? They're caring and they're peace, but they have a couple of little things they're off on, like reincarnation. So I say, well, how do you overcome death? That's what I ask everybody, what their belief is. Mm-hmm. And that's my only thing I ask them. Well, how do you overcome death? And I says, reincarnation. Oh, I'm going to live again. No, sir, you're going to die over and over and over and over. And so skip all that dying, trauma and stuff. I act like that's maybe a possibility. And I say, follow the one who's overcome death. Mm-hmm. And karma, good karma. Oh, good karma is going to get you. Well, that's good works. Well, that's like karma is an illusion. Karma is like saying there's good sin. Good karma. Well, there's no such thing as good sin. So you're all being deceived. Anyway, that's my approach to
it. See, Michael sat with the who was that with that one time? You said back in the '60s, the late '60s.
Swami, he gave me a mantra.
Yeah, there you go. See, so you know, he has a heart for these folks, and that's great. You know, like Paul wanted to save all the Israelites, right?
But he went to the Greeks.
Michael, Michael you know, wants to reach out to those people, so that's awesome.
Golden Gate Park, he goes to Martha.
Golden Gate Park. You know, none of us should ever be afraid to walk into the midst of hell itself and speak God's word or show up. Just show up and walk in great love if God shows us or tells us to go certain places, and to not be afraid and become all things to all men, that we might by all means
save some.
Save some.
Just don't drink from their cup because it might have a little LSD in it. Yep. So you don't want to go that far. Skip that
part. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, don't eat any brownies.
Skip the brownies.
And
the cup.
Well, all right. Well, listen, you guys are the greatest. You're the best. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody.
And we love you. We love you all. Yeah, 4:30, the Mother's Day ball. At Michael's Radio.
Love you.
All right, love you too.
Love you guys.
God bless you guys.
God bless.
Have a great day.
Love you all. Have a great day.
Bye. Kathy, Kath, we'll see you soon.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
God bless.